Albert Pujols and the Angels look for a series sweep over Robinson Cano and the Mariners, and this one would turn out to be a wild ball game.
And the next one on Cano, it's hit well into center field. Trout is going back, still going back, still going back, and it's gone. Out to dead center field. That is a three-run homer by Cano. And the Mariners do it thanks to Cano in the inning with two outs. They put three on the board right there, and now they lead it by a score of 4-1.
Maniger hits one out to center field, hit well. Trout moving back, pulls up. This one's over his head and gone. Maniger drives one to straightaway center, making it 8-1 Seattle. That's his third home run of the season, second of the series.
And here's the pitch on Albert Pujols, and he lifts a high fly ball into deep center field. That ball's carrying out there, and that ball is out of here. It just snuck over the wall in center field. Albert leads off the ninth with a home run, his first of the year. And that's number 592 in his career. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Here's a ground ball by the first baseman. One run scores. A second run comes in. It's a tie game. And now runners at the corners. The Angels have tied this game up. It's a six-run ninth inning, and Trout is at third base. He represents the winning run. So now the batter is Pennington. A hit wins the game. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball that's lifted deep into right field. It's going to drop in on the warning track, and the Angels win this ball game. A miraculous comeback victory. Seven runs here in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Angels do sweep Seattle. The Angels win it 10-9.
The Angels have caught fire. They've won 5 of 6 after sweeping Seattle, while the M's are now 1-6 overall for the year. The Angels complete a thrilling comeback on Sunday afternoon against Seattle. Here's their skipper, Mike Socha.
Well, we found some holes. You know, those guys helped us with a couple walks. And we just had good at-bats all the way through. That's some incredible clutch hitting at the end, and good at-bats all the way through. Nobody gave up at-bats today. And Albert, when he starts to swing it, I mean, he just missed a couple today. He got the one to get us going, and then got the big, you know, the much bigger hit is the, you know, Diaz has really, really, plus stuff. He throws good fastball, good slider. He's throwing close to 100, and he went with it and drove it in the hole, in the right field to tie the game up. We cracked the door for those guys. We didn't play a very crisp game. But the big thing was we kept playing baseball, both on the defensive end, pitching, and that's important.
Cliff Pennington did not start the game on Sunday, but he came through with the walk-off hit to cap off the incredible Angels rally.
Oh, man, you know, the team fighting. AP came with a big Houston tie game. That's a hard one.
By the way, he wanted one. He said, so what? Enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't care. I can get a cold every day, every game, if that's what it takes.
One of the things, of course, fans want to know about what you see from this ball club early in the season, considering especially this comeback here today.
I mean, I think you just saw it right there. I mean, that's the definition of this team. We're going to keep fighting. Our bullpen did a heck of a job holding it down for us and gave us a shot. And it's baseball. There's no time limit.
How about overall this unit and the way they've been able to put it together and pick each other up so far, coming all the way back from spring training?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it all year, and I think that's going to be the mantra of this team. So it'll be a fun season to watch.
Enjoy everything from the body armor to the talcum to everything you need, powder. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
The Angels are off until Tuesday when they play host to the Rangers. Tyler Skaggs will get the start in the opener.